This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. The Lok Sabha has passed the Immigration and Foreigner Bill 2025. The bill is intended to modernize the immigration laws and it has provision to confer upon the central government certain powers with regard to passports, travel documents, visa and registration. The legislation has been brought to avoid multiplicity and overlapping of laws. Replying to debate on the bill, Home Minister Amit Shah said the bill holds significance for strengthening national security. The Home Minister said India has long history of welcoming and protecting immigrants and it has been a sanctuary even for the world's smallest minorities, offering them a place to live with dignity. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah in Lok Sabha announced that the government will launch the Sahakar Taxi, a cooperative run-right hailing service model after Uber and Ola. He said the initiative is in line with the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi scheme. He mentioned that in few months, a very large cooperative taxi service will be started in which the registration of two-wheelers, rickshaws, and four-wheeler will be possible and the profit will go directly to the driver. The Ministry of Defence has signed a 2,500 crore rupee contract for the procurement of the Naag missile system, an anti-tank weapon platform and 5,000 light vehicles. The Ministry in a statement said that the procurement of NAMIS and light vehicles will enhance the Indianization and national defense equipment manufacturing capabilities. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar highlighted the enduring strategic partnership between India and Russia, stating that it is set to deepen further as both nations navigate a complex geopolitical landscape. He made these remarks addressing Russia and India towards a new bilateral agenda conference hosted by Indian Embassy in Moscow and Russia Council via video message. Dr. Jayashankar further reiterated the ambitious goal of boosting bilateral trade with their set target of increasing bilateral trade to $100 billion by 2030. He also emphasized the importance of collaboration in various sectors including energy, defense and emerging areas like technology and agriculture. Delhi Assembly has passed the budget 2025-26 with a voice vote. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta present a budget of 1 lakh crore on Tuesday Assembly. Assembly Deputy Speaker Mohan Singh best called the budget historic. During the budget session yesterday, State Assembly Speaker marshalled out to Aam Aadmi Party's MLA Vishesh Ravi and Kuldeep Kumar for disrupting the proceeding of the House. Another opposition, MLA Mukesh Kumar Ahluwalia, also have been evicted for disrupting the House proceedings. After the opposition, MLA walked out from the House, including Leader of Opposition in the House, Atishi. Earlier, Ms. Atishi wrote a letter to the Speaker for discussion on the law and order situation in the National Capital, but the Speaker did not allow discussion, saying that all issues to discuss in the House take as per the rules and regulation of the House and the opposition is aware about it. In Bihar, the BJP Minority Morcha has launched the Saugat e Modi campaign in view of festival of Eid-ul-Fitr. The campaign was started from Patna High Court Dargah. In wrestling, Olympian Ritika Huda stormed into women's 76 kg final at the Asian Championship at Uman, Jordan yesterday. The 22-year-old India's first under-23 World Cup champion dominated Korea's Seon Jeon and Japan's snowdog Yamamoto on her way to gold medal vote. She will take on the two times Asian champion Aperi Medet Kaizi of Kyrgyzstan in the final. In the Indian Premier League T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giant defeated Sunrise Hyderabad by 5 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium, Hyderabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.